customer assaults a waitress.
She grabbed me, slammed me up against the wall, started punching me, kicking me, scratching at my face.
But claims she's the victim of racism.
She says, you Mexicans never know when to leave. That's why nobody wants you people around.
Which one of them is to blame?
She said that you assaulted her.
Because she was making such horrible racist remarks.
Judge Judy.
No one likes to be labeled with names.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is her courtroom. This is Judge Judy. 26-year-old waitress Michelle Yukevich is suing 52-year-old homemaker Margaret Seiss for assaulting her at work. Margaret says Michelle was using racial slurs.
Order. All rise.
Now, this is case number 437 on the calendar in the matter of Yukevich versus Seiss. Parties have been sworn in, Judge. You may be seated. Ladies, have seats, please.
Ms. Yukevich, you were a waitress in a restaurant.
Correct.
The defendant was there with a group of family members, a large group of family members.
Correct.
And it is your claim that while there, she assaulted you.
Yes.
And you want to be compensated not only for the assault, but for your lost wages and your pain and suffering.
Yes.
The defendant says she'd never hit you. Were you the person who was serving the defendant's group?
No.
Tell me what happened.
Well, that party had been sitting there for a while, and they were drinking a lot. And I was in the section next to this large party, and I had a couple of tables there. And throughout the night, they were having problems, my tables with the large party. Because the large party was kind of getting out of control, standing up, backing into my tables. And I believe that woman right over there was smoking in the non-smoking section, and a table had asked me, you know, to tell the woman to stop because it was bothering them and they were in the non-smoking
section.
She was
just standing in the...
Just standing in the non-smoking, smoking. So I walked up to her and I proceeded to tell her, ma'am, you can't smoke here, this is non-smoking. She then proceeded to get very defensive with me. And
what did she say?
She said, we're leaving. You can't tell me when to leave and what to do. I can stay here as long as I want and do whatever I want. And I said, you can, ma'am, but you can't smoke here. And she proceeded to say the same thing, call me some names like you white gringa, weta. Oh. And I said, you know what? If you want to be a grumpy old woman, be a grumpy old woman, but do it somewhere else. And I walked away because I knew the situation was going to get out of control. So I went to go tell my manager what had happened. And as I was walking around, she came running up to me, excuse me, you white bitch, you white bitch. That's her, grabbed me, slammed me up against the wall like this, started punching me, kicking me, scratching at my face or something. And slamming me up against the wall. And I'm freaked out because I've never seen this woman before in my life. Luckily, then one of my coworkers jumped in between. And she's reaching around him, you know, punching like this, kicking. And that's when I, like, looked down the way at my section and there was a full-out brawl. That large party of hers, they had tables thrown over, broken bottles. One of my customers was on the ground and they were kicking him. He was bloody from head to toe. At that point, I don't know where she went, but I ended up just running because I didn't know what to do. It was like a flight, send, okay. Something. I took off to run outside because I was like, I'm getting the hell out of this situation. Excuse me, I'm
okay.
Sorry.
What kind of injuries did you sustain?
I have some pictures here.
I'd like to see them.
And I have a medical bill. They're not very good pictures. She did throw me up against the wall, so like a lot of it was to the back of my head. This is the medical bill here. The restaurant did pay for the medical bill, but that's just the, on there, you can see some of the scratches on my face.
Were you taken to the emergency room then?
The EMS checked me out, and then they told me to go to the hospital afterwards, so I went, right after I got off work, I went to the emergency room.
Did you miss any work?
Yes, I did. I have this that shows what I missed several days. I also have a police report and an incident report
from
my managers.
I'd like to see both.
This is police report, and this is incident report from the managers. Okay. There's also a statement from Margaret on that day in there, too, that it was an incident report, I guess. I did highlight a statement.
OK. Okay, Ms. Saez, now I'm ready to hear from you. You were having dinner with your family. Go ahead.
Yes, but I believe we were there a different day because what she's saying is not at all the incident I was involved in. We were a party of 23, five generations. The incident, the way it started was as I was walking Grandma out, she was walking out ahead of me. My witness was walking out ahead of me, and I sent Grandma off with someone else because I saw that they were having words with each other. The part where I walked in is where Hazel says, I didn't know we had a time limit. That's what she told her at that time.
Who's Hazel?
This is my witness. Hazel's my niece.
I didn't know we had a time limit.
Right. So anyway, if you want, Hazel can tell you how the incident started with her, and she can tell you what went on.
So that's what you heard. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, what I heard them say, she says, you Mexicans never know when to leave.
I work in a Mexican restaurant.
Just a second. So that's, okay. Right, just a second. So that's what you say you heard her say to your niece?
Yes. You Mexicans never know when to leave. Hazel says, I didn't know we had a time limit. And she says, yes, that's why nobody wants you people around.
I know.
She told her. And then she proceeded to light a cigarette because she had been on her way out.
Which
is nice. She tells her, you can't smoke here. It's a non-smoking area. And then she says, and besides, you're just jealous of my white skin and my blonde hair. Then turned around and walked out.
Go ahead.
So, you know, like, blood started boiling. But my daughter grabbed me at this time because there were some friends, other friends of ours there that we hadn't seen in a while. So then afterwards, I went looking for her. I felt she was being very rude. I approached her. I was on my way to approach her to discuss the situation. I put my finger up at her to, you know, to make the point. The two bus boys jumped me at that time, grabbed me, and I do have some injuries and some, I'm disabled. I am on disability. I have metal fusions on my neck, arthritis spondylosis.
You never brought this up.
I've since then been, I've had six surgeries and being diagnosed with fibromyalgia and all this stuff. Anyway, so I can't move. I can't do that kind of stuff. I approached her. The bus boys jumped me before I even said a word. And they started, and they pulled my arms back, which causes a great deal of pain for me. So I started yelling and screaming, let me go, let me go. So my son saw this, and he came over. He says, I'll take her out. Don't worry about her. So he got me by the arm, and we went out.
How do you think she got the scratches on her face, Ms. Saez?
I have no idea. As a matter of fact, if you don't mind, I'd like to see the pictures.
Sure.
Because APD and the fire department were there. They checked her. And, you know, according to the police report, it says that they just let her go. It says battery, but they didn't arrest me. Had they found any marks on her or anything, and it's an assault, they would have arrested me.
They said they couldn't arrest her, that I would have to press charges. They didn't even arrest the people that assaulted my customer, and he was bleeding from head to toe.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Waitress Michelle Yukevich says she was assaulted on the job by customer Margaret Seiss. Margaret says Michelle insulted her with a racial slur.
So my question to you is, why didn't you press charges on her? Is there any reason?
Oh, I had to, it took me 45 days to get the police report, like seriously, and then I was waiting to go down and press charges. I know it's been a little while, but I mean it's been
it's
in the back of
happen.
My head.
It's not going to happen. Okay.
Had I hit her?
Ms. Saez, I believe you made contact with the plaintiff. Let me tell you that.
No, I didn't.
Let me tell you why I believe you made contact with all of your disabilities. Because when someone is assaulted, they want the person responsible to compensate them or be punished. If she were assaulted by somebody else, you wouldn't be here. She said that you assaulted her. According to your own statement, you were hot. You got furious, according to you, when you heard her make comments to your niece. And you were hot then. Then you went back to find her. And you didn't go back to find her just to have a discussion, because by that time, things were starting to get rowdy between the tables on your side and the tables on the other side, because this looks to me as if it turned into a free-for-all. So you had not only the opportunity, but you had the mental capacity at that moment to strike out at her.
Your Honor, I wear these rings all the time, plus other ones. I just toned it down a little bit. These would have left some big bruises had I punched her.
Look at
the way the tables are set in the restaurant, there is no way that you can get her against the wall. And on her police report, she says on here that I was smoking, that I was seated in a non-smoking area, which I wasn't.
Police got confused, but the whole story, the and story that I get in the
No, but she says that she came back.
Listen
and
to me, the
she
stories
didn't talk
that
to me, the stories she talked that, to her.
The stories that you both told today are totally consistent. Now, the police, in the course of taking down a report, may not get everything right, but the stories that you both told me today were consistent with regard to what happened with your niece, that she told her not to smoke, whatever words were exchanged. And I'm not sure that I'm getting the whole story about the words that were exchanged, because it seemed to me absolutely ludicrous for
what
the plaintiff.
What she said is an absolute lie, Your Honor. All I have to back me up is the truth. Yeah. And when he swore me in, I swore to do that.
It.
I would never, never was a word ganga used, anything like that. Nothing like that was ever said.
But
I don't know where she got this
just
from.
Just a minute. But according to you, the word was said.
Oh, it was.
Just a minute. According
that's
to
why
you,
I'm
the word
saying.
Was said by your niece.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. I'm
just
telling you the truth.
Yeah, I believe that. What I'm telling you, Ms. Saez, is that what the police took down quickly in their notes did not reflect what happened on that day, which was basically she told her not to smoke. They get into some words. You're overhearing words that they're getting into, and you decided to have a confrontation with her, which you did. You not only decided to have a confrontation with her at that moment that you heard it, but you got rid of your mother or your aunt or whoever else it was, and you went back to find her again. You went back to confront her because according to you, Ms. Saez, you were boiling at what you heard her say. And then you went to find her. That's what you said. You said, I went to find her.
Because she was making such horrible racist remarks. And unless someone is there at the to receive those names, if you're not there at the other end, we'll never know how you feel. You feel humiliated, degraded.
And
she made me feel like an alien.
Oh,
and
Ms.
I don't mean like an alien from
Ms.
across the border. I'm talking
Ms.
about
Saez,
from Mars or something. Never
Ms. Saez, that. You are a grown-up, madam. Grown-ups know that words...
I understand that.
Words are different from acting physically.
When someone is being a racist,
yes.
It is going to cause problems. No one likes to be labeled with names.
So what kind of problems is it going to cause? What kind of, Ms. Saez, you see what you're doing?
Which is, this is what she was doing.
No, this is what you're doing.
And this is why I got angry. And unless you're on that receiving end,
you got
no
angry and you hit
ever,
it's going to cost you
$2,500. Receive that.
Period. End of discussion. Sticks and stones break my bones. Names will never hurt me. You report it to the manager. You never go back to the restaurant, but you don't go over there and assault her. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of
$2,500. That's
all.
Thank you very
much. Bodies are excused. You may step out.
None of that ever happened. Absolutely none of it happened.
Margaret, you know, proved my case just by her actions.
Knock the out of the person if you can.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of D'Agrapont versus Sierra. Step forward, please.
67-year-old Paul D'Agrapont is suing 28-year-old car salesperson Vanessa Sierra for the cost of a new puppy. Paul says when his granddaughter's Maltese was in Vanessa's care, the dog ran away and was hit by a car.
Your granddaughter, I assume this is your granddaughter, had a little Maltese dog, and she wanted to breed and have a litter of puppies from her dog. You got the defendant's name. The defendant had a male Maltese. You brought your granddaughter's dog to the defendant's home for the purposes of having this liaison.
Correct.
And left her there,
yes.
Which was standard procedure, I assume. Is that right?
I've never brought a dog before, so I don't know what standard procedure is.
I haven't either.
Well, hopefully the dogs know better than you do. In any event, having done that sort of thing a couple of times myself, that's what usually happens. You bring the dog and they try to get acquainted so that there is a little, for want of a better, there's a little foreplay. You know, they sort of get to know each other and like each other and stuff. But while the dog was in your care, the dog ran away. You want to be compensated for the dog because you believe it was the defendant's responsibility. Why do you think this was not your responsibility?
It's not that it's not my responsibility. I'm really sorry for what happened.
Of course you are.
It was just a strange situation. No agreement was ever, like, handwritten agreement was ever made. I mean, if I was a mean person or a bad person, I could have just simply denied having the dog. There was no proof or evidence that the dog was ever at my house.
I don't understand that. If you were a bad or a mean person, he brought the dog to your house. Your agreement was that you were going to be paid for the breeding?
Correct.
Okay. How much were you supposed to be paid?
We never agreed upon a price.
We're going to discuss the fee later. Is that all correct, Mr. Dagenbaum?
Yes.
So I still don't understand why you don't think you're responsible. The dogs were playing in the backyard, and his dog got away.
Right. The dog was brought to me on the day before New Year's Eve. I called him that evening to let him know that the dogs hadn't, as you called it, gotten acquainted or had their liaison, so to speak. They weren't actually getting along. My dog was chasing his dog around the house, and she didn't seem at all interested. He told me to go ahead and keep the dog overnight, which I did. I did inform him that I do work. I work the next day 9 to 9, and I would not be home. He asked me if anybody would be home. I told him my brothers and my father would.
Okay. So he did ask who would be around.
My brother put both dogs in the yard, and I do have pictures of my dog and the yard, which is completely enclosed. My brother went back to check on the dogs. He let them do their business because he didn't, this is very important, he didn't give me a leash. When he dropped off the dog, he didn't even come in the house. He just handed me the dog. I couldn't put the dog in the front yard to, you know, do its bathroom business. So we put him in the backyard, my brother did. And when he went back, within half an hour, the dog was gone. They went out, we spent the entire New Year's Eve.
Did you find out how the dog got away?
No, that's the thing, I have pictures. My dog was still in the yard. My dog didn't get out. We don't know how the dog got out.
Maybe somebody stole her. Yeah. Somehow the dog got away.
Right. And I'm not disputing that fact.
So you have to pay for the dog.
Well, I mean, the dog should have been picked up earlier in the day. I wasn't home. I mean, I'm really sorry for what happened, and then...
Miss Sierra, dog was entrusted to your care in a business relationship. You were going to be paid for the purposes of breeding the dog. The dog was left in your care, was not returned. You have to pay for the dog. Simple. Did you replace the puppy for your granddaughter?
Yes, we did.
You did. And do you have the bill for the replacement puppy?
We have pictures of the puppy. This is the new puppy, and these are the pictures of the old ones.
No. Oh, this time you got her a little Yorkie. How's the new puppy?
Playful.
Looks adorable. Step up near your granddaddy. A girl or a boy?
A girl.
What did you name her?
Minnie.
How old is she now?
I think 10 or 11 weeks.
You taking good care of her?
Yeah.
Good. How much did you pay for Minnie?
$700.
You have the bill?
I don't have the bill on the new dog. I have a cancel check on the old one. And this is the posters that we put up looking for the when Rice was missing. And we have bills from the veterinarian that they require baby shots, so to speak.
Okay, let me see the bill for the Maltese, please. And the vet shots.
We put 150 of these posters out in the neighborhood looking for her. When we finally found her, you know, she was dead.
She had been hit by a car?
By a car.
I assume that somehow she got out because if somebody had stolen her.
I don't, like I said, I have pictures of the yard completely enclosed.
Well, maybe your brother accidentally opened up the front door. I don't know. Dorothy, the cost of the dog was $625, and all the vet bills with the cost of the dog come to $1,011. Judgment for the plaintiff. I'm glad you got a new puppy.
Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
In all fair and honesty, I was solicited. I never solicited anyone, and it was an accident.
I felt that she should have called us, first of all, when the dog was first missing, instead of waiting a day and a half.
I will never breed another dog again.
Make sure that it's a breeder and that she has bred other dogs.